I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In my opinion, there is one group in society that entitled people like to target more than any other. That is, very sadly, disabled people. In this episode of r/entitledpeople, I'll be bringing you four stories all about entitled people attacking disabled people for absolutely no reason at all. How blind are you? I am legally blind. I have no sight in one eye and very little sight in the other, but I can see a little. I walk with a sight cane, but I generally do need some help to get around. I was at the airport in Cincinnati, Ohio, returning from a business trip, and I asked the person helping me to take me to a Starbucks, since I was desperate for caffeination. She put me in line, then said she'd be back for me in 20 minutes. So I'm standing in line when this woman starts creeping on my right, then a little more, and a little bit more. This dog was trying to pull cutsies on me. Oh, I don't think so. So I slyly slid my cane over to my right, effectively preventing said cutsies. She realizes she's been caught and huffs a bit, having her plan of cutting in front of an under-caffeinated blind person at 6:45 a.m. effectively thwarted. I get my drink and take a seat. Most people just took their drinks to their gates, so most of the tables were empty. Then Cutsy Carol sits down at my table and waves her hand in front of my face, and we have the following exchange. So, are you blind or what? Pardon? Like, how much can you see? Are you faking? Just how blind are you? I mean, I saw enough to know that you were attempting to cut in front of a blind person. So you can see? She waves her hand in my face again. Can you see this? Why do you need a cane if you can see? Is it macular degeneration or what? Mom, it's too early for this. Please leave my table. I don't owe you an explanation or any part of my medical history. I'm just trying to enjoy my drink in peace while I wait for my guide. Jeez, I was just asking. She then huffs and leaves for parts unknown. Thank God. I don't know why people see someone who is disabled and feel entitled to their story or their medical devices. I've had people grab my cane and pull me where they want me to go. Parents who think it's cute to let their kids grab my cane? It's not. Last 4th of July, a random woman saw me walking with my family and grabbed my arm to drag me over to her son, who had recently lost his eyesight, so I could tell him my story. Didn't ask, just grabbed. My daughter let her know how horribly inappropriate this was, and this woman was super offended because she was just trying to help my son adapt to his new reality. Like, she thought I owed that to her by daring to be blind. Disabled people aren't sideshows, we're just trying to live our lives just like you are. OP, you make such a good point. You have a disability, it's your disability. No one else needs to know anything about it. It's not their disability, it's yours. Why do some people in this world feel the need or feel entitled to know about the ins and outs of a random stranger's disability? It's so weird. I don't get it. And also, why on earth would you cut ahead of anyone in the queue anyway, let alone a blind person? I mean, come on. Insane. Now for our next entitled people story. Entitled Karen doesn't believe I have surgery. This happened about 10 years ago. I was 22 at the time and had to have knee surgery to clear out shredded cartilage about a week after my birthday. This story takes place 3 days after the surgery. My mum, who is a nurse, my now husband, who was my boyfriend of 2 years at the time, and my best friend decided to take me shopping to try and get my mind off the surgery and to pick up craft supplies so I'd be bored while off of work. I should mention it was an orthopedic surgery, so I didn't need to use crutches if I didn't feel the need, and I should be walking some. When we got to the craft store, not our first stop, my husband and best friend made me use one of the store's wheelchairs. I was being stubborn because I could still walk, just not very fast or as long without breaks. Now, since I didn't really want to be in the chair, my husband and friend decided to make a game out of it. Like, who could push me the fastest? Now, you might think we're wrong, but let me state, this was in the middle of the day on a Monday, so the store was not busy, and my husband and best friend would check the aisle to make sure that the coast was clear. After one of the speeding events, I was looking at something in an aisle, and my mum pulled my husband and best friend away to look at something else. It was something she thought I would like, and was going to get it as a surprise. Well, I decided I didn't want whatever it was that I was looking at, and I stood up to put it back. This is when Karen appears, berating me for using the wheelchair as a toy and telling me that there are people who actually need it. Calmly, I explain. I just had surgery and that is why I'm using it. But she then goes on and on about how she saw what my friends were doing and that I'm obviously lying. I explain that they were just trying to make me feel better and I tell them to push me normally from now on. But this did not appease Karen and she was still berating me. At this point, I roll up my pants leg and show her the compression bandages that I'm still wearing. She goes on about how that means nothing and I could have just wrapped my knees as an excuse in case we were caught, and she bet the other people with me also have their knees wrapped. My group returns at this point and says the same thing as me. But Karen is still not having it. We're all apparently lying. I look at my mum and I ask if I can take off my bandages, as they were supposed to be removed the next day. She says I really shouldn't, but she could rewrap it for me if needed. At this point, I take off the bandages before anyone can stop me, and I show Karen my knee in all its post-surgery glory. It was bruised, swollen, and crusty at the incision sites, and you could still see the iodine on my skin. Karen's face went white, and she looked like she was going to be sick. She started stammering that I didn't need to go that far. As my mum is rewrapping my knee, scolding me and Karen under her breath, I look at Karen and say, "What else did you want me to do? I told you, they told you, I showed you the bandages, but you wouldn't get off your high horse and insisted that we were lying." At this point, a staff member comes to check if we need any help, and Karen runs for the door. We had a pleasant rest of our day and stopped for ice cream on the way home. And also, just one final edit for clarification. We were not running, drifting around corners, using the brakes while moving, doing wheelies, having more than one person in the chair. Instead, we were speed walking with clear aisles and just seeing how far I would go with one push from a dead stop. We were still very careful with the wheelchair. You know what? I actually kind of do sympathize with this Karen off the rip. You know, she sees someone messing about in a wheelchair, and let's be completely honest, you were messing about, having fun, of course, but you were messing about. And then she sees you stand up. I think that's fair enough to suggest that you probably are kind of messing around, which you admit that you were, you know, you're having fun. However, after you explain everything to her, show her the bandages, all your friends, you know, your mum, your now husband is explaining to her, "No, I get it, we were kind of having fun, but no, this person actually, OP actually is disabled at the moment." Even after all of that, she still doubles down and is like, "No, I know you're lying. I reckon everyone's wearing knee bandages. I mean, come on." And then she gets annoyed when you show her your injury and is like, "Oh, you didn't need to do that." No, you literally did, to explain the point. So look, fair enough that she was a little bit dubious at first, but the more and more evidence she got, the more and more she doubled down. And that is entitlement. Now for our next entitled people story. An old lady decided, "I'm the one that should move in a physical therapy waiting room. I was born with some physical deformities. They aren't visible unless you're a professional, but they've been causing me problems all my life. This includes a foot deformity where it often hurts to even stand for long periods of time, although physical therapy helps me manage it and be able to do more. I only started physical therapy again recently as I didn't have the money to continue it for quite a while. I always get to my appointment early as I have anxieties about being late, and today was no different. I sat down in a near empty waiting room, but as I got closer to my appointment, the waiting room started to fill up and all of the chairs were taken. Note that all the other people in the waiting room were elderly at the time, while I'm in my 20s, and I'm often mistaken for someone much younger than I am. Well, this woman came in with her husband. Her husband seemed to be the one here for physical therapy and took the last seat, while the woman went to talk to the people at the front desk. It was only when she turned around that she realized that all of the seats were taken and she might have to stand. So, what does she do? She walked right in front of me and, without saying a word, stared me down. I was on my phone and I made sure not to look at her, but I'm not someone who likes confrontation, and I was counting down the minutes until my appointment. The husband offered his wife his own seats, but she said no, it's fine, and kept staring me down. I think she knew better than to say anything with the receptionist right there, as she probably didn't want to risk causing trouble for her husband, which is the only reason she didn't say anything. In the end, some equally elderly guy offered his seats. She actually asked, "You don't have a problem with your legs or anything, do you?" The guy assured her it was a problem with his shoulder, so she sat down and that was that. That's all there is to the encounter. I know there wasn't some crazy event or anything, but it always frustrates me when people assume that I deserve my seat the least because of my age, even in a goddang physical therapy waiting room. Well, look, we don't know for sure if this woman was 100% not disabled herself. She could have had an issue as well. However, it does seem unlikely that she did. And for her to just assume that because you're younger, you're okay to stand up, even though you're literally in a physical therapy institution, is so dumb. Like, that's the thing that I'm thinking for these first three stories anyway. The people involved are just incredibly dumb. She didn't even ask you, just stared at you, probably got up in your physical space, just looking at you. Again, stupid and also very, very weird. Actually, you know what? I just remembered she actually declined when someone else offered her a seat. Therefore, if you can choose where to sit, you can choose to stand, you clown.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And now for our final story of this episode. Entitled woman tries to take my wife's accessible parking spot, then gets angry when I call her out. I am a 42-year-old trans woman, and I live in an apartment building with a reserved accessible parking spot for my wife, who is wheelchair bound. Yesterday, I came home to find a red Chevy Silverado parked in our spot. There was no disabled placard or license plate tag, so I knocked on some neighbors' doors to see if they knew who it belonged to. Nobody answered. I decided to make a fake parking ticket, citing the violation as parking in a reserved accessible space without proper placard. Right after I put the fake parking ticket on the truck's windshield, the owner of the truck came out and asked me what I was doing. I told her she was parked in our spot, and she rudely said that she was working for building management and that if I had a problem, I needed to take it up with them. I told her it wasn't her spot and she needed to move, but again, she refused. I went back upstairs and into my apartment. A minute later, I heard a knock at the door and opened it to find the fake parking ticket in the door jamb with their reply written on the bottom. They'd written some transphobic and homophobic slurs on it. I went back outside with my phone out to try and take a picture of their license plate. However, an angry-looking young man was at the bottom of the stairs. He told me I needed to watch what I say to his mama. He said I didn't look disabled. I told him it's my wife who cannot walk. He then asked where my car was, implying he wanted to do some damage to it. He called me the N-word, then misgendered me, and was acting aggressive. Feeling unsafe and not wanting to escalate the situation further, I told them to have a nice day and I went back inside the house. I called the building management, who expressed their condolences and said that I should call the police. I called the police, who said they'd send an officer when they could. 20 minutes later, an officer called and said they drove by, but by then, the people had already left. I'm so angry and upset by this whole experience. I can't believe someone would be so entitled and disrespectful, especially to someone who is disabled. I'm also disappointed that the police didn't do more to help. I'm posting this story in the hopes that it will raise awareness of the issue of accessible parking. It's not just a convenience for people with disabilities, it's a necessity. If you see someone parked in an accessible spot without a placard or tag, please don't be afraid to say something. It could make a big difference to someone's life. Oh wow, ending with probably the most serious of all the entitled people stories in this episode. I mean, yeah, you definitely did the right thing, get out of there. At that point, when you're literally being threatened and having, you know, verbal abuse just spouted at you, I mean, that's truly horrible stuff there. I don't quite know which word was worse, but my goodness me. Yeah, get out. Call the police. It's a shame they couldn't come quicker and actually see these guys and just, you know, give them a warning or, hey, at least do something, stop them from abusing you. But wow, what a terrible, terrible spot to be in. I mean, literally getting abused for asking somebody to move out of a disabled parking spot. That is unbelievable. But there we go. Good moral to end this episode and a good bit of advice as well. If you see someone parked in an accessible spot without a placard or tag, don't be afraid to say something. That is a lesson that I'll be taking with me for life. Because, as Opie said, it could make a big difference to someone else's.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.